And we welcome back Peter Dixon. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. I'm a bit tired, really. I've been doing that many shows of late, but it's been great fun. Yeah, we had a show on Saturday with Joe Caulfield and Brennan Reese, which went very well. And the week before that, I had four comedians. And a week or so before that, we had an American. Not our first American comedian, but he was absolutely brilliant. That was Sean Kelly, who people will know from Storage Hunters, the very popular Dave's TV program. Yeah, it was very good. Excellent.
You had Jan Ravens on, didn't you?
Yes, that was. She was part of the four comedians who came in a day. We had Hal Crutterton on first, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's kind of quite a thing, really, I suppose. I never thought I would be doing that.
It's never too early to laugh.
No, I know, yeah. And then Jan was on, and she was absolutely fantastic. I've seen her show a couple of times, and yeah, she's very good. She sings a couple of songs in the show, and I watched her doing the sound check, and another venue where I saw her, I was doing that as well. So I'd heard it four times in a few days. So for the rest of the week, I was sort of waking up with this song buzzing in my ears. It was she does various impersonations during the song. So, yeah, if you don't know the name Jan Ravens, anybody listening is... she was on Spitting Image a long time ago and on Radio 4 now on a Friday evening. And then it's repeated on a Saturday, I think, on Dead Ringers. So she's the female voice, the one that does... our Prime Minister, and she's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. A few people said to me, if you close your eyes and you think the person was in the room, she is so good, very good at the people she does.
Oh, yes, okay. So, oh, gosh, Mrs. May's in Barnard Castle.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in a good state of health then, funny way to be.
Yeah, we can always do with more audience. I will say that until we pack in. We can always do with that extra person through the door. But yeah, it is. Yeah, we've been doing shows each week, and people who follow comedy will kind of understand this time of year, because the big thing, or the thing that's happened over the last 20 years, it kind of creates the timetable for comedy, is the Edinburgh Festival, which takes place during August. And what happens is the people who go to that tend to produce a new show. Sometimes you get people preparing a show and we'll do that preparation during the August, but most of the time they're brand new shows. So comedians prepare for them leading up to the end of July, really. So they're looking for work, and we do a lot of these double bills where we get 2-hour shows, and that's what we've been doing each weekend. I'm forever getting, you know, so well, it actually starts for us who promoters in January, really. The people know they're going to go to Edinburgh, and they're ringing up then saying, yeah, I'm doing a show, can I come and do a preview with you? And there's all sorts of different permutations on that as well. The act that we've got headlining this coming Saturday is somebody that a lot of people won't know the name of because he's an American. He's well known in America, a guy called Sean Patton. But his show is a year old, but because he's never performed it in the UK, who will know this happens over the years when Americans come here, they've got to anglicise their act. So, you know, even phrases that they use, if they say it, especially if it's part of a punchline, if they say it to an English audience, it can go totally flat. Because they don't quite understand what the word means, and they've got to change it. You know, people like Bob Hope used to come and do that years and years ago, I remember, and probably people before him. But yeah, so he's coming over, and he's only doing about half a dozen shows before he goes to Edinburgh, and then he's at the big Pleasance Courtyard. So he's a kind of a big name comedian, and they're expecting a lot of him in the future. He's got a big UK promoter now, and he's going to be doing some dates here. And that's Sean Patton. But he's on with a local lad as well, Carl Hutchinson, Geordie, who's well known to people who support comedy in the Northeast, because he's the support act for Chris Ramsey most of the time. And he's becoming well known himself. He's got a, in his own right, he's got a date at Durham Gala, which is nearly sold out, I think, in the autumn. So he's doing very well, and he's a very, very good act as well.
So that's Carl Hutchinson and Sean Patton. I see from here the little bit of information I have here. New York Times says he's dynamite, Sean Patton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's some lovely quotes.
So he's going to be in Barnard Castle. this amazingly famous American comedian, and you can see him in Barnard Castle on Saturday the 29th, yeah, which is coming up, isn't it?
It is.
It's this Saturday.
Yeah. And then the Edinburgh Festival starts during the week after. Comedians don't make money out of producing shows in Edinburgh. They will all tell you that. Nobody gets rich doing that. But there's a chance of, well, as I said before, you can. That's where you can create a show, fully form a show, and then perhaps go out on tour with it. But of course, nowadays there's a chance to be seen by TV people and touring promoters and that sort of thing. So careers are made up there. Careers have been made up there.
Yeah, so it's important to be seen. So in a way, the kind of sacrifice that these people make in terms of finances is a calculated risk, but worth it, I suppose.
Yes, that's it. Even to get into the big brochure that comes out for the Edinburgh Festival, you've got to pay to go into that, but they all have to do it. If you didn't go into that, nobody would know you were on. So.
Right. Peter Dixon from A Funny Way to Be, and lots of the programmes, shows that you put on are at the Witham, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. Nearly all the shows that I put on are. I do one or two shows at Staindrop at Scath Hall, which is a lovely building. It's a lovely village hall, which is, I passed it on the way, actually, between Barnard Castle and Bishop Auckland. And, I've done about four or five shows there, I think, and I've got one in October, which is, again, somebody who's going to the Edinburgh Festival this next month, a chap called Steve Bougeia. Mm. He's doing a show, which I've already seen in preview, and I hesitated there because it sounds like my chair squeaking, but I think it's somebody hanging a picture next door, I think.
I'm just wondering if somebody's trying to escape or get in.
Yes, they've heard how good it is, so they're breaking in.
Yeah.
Steve Bougeia is coming there. It's the 14th of October, Saturday night. So I'm doing that show, and then I have shows planned there for the new year as well. But I'm sorting out various dates with the venue and the tour companies and things. So it'll kind of happen. Perhaps maybe do three or four shows there a year, which is nice to do that in a different place and in a small intimate setting, because it only holds 100 people, which is I kind of like small venues. And in fact, in Barnard Castle, it's going back a month or so now, but a great northeast comedian called Lee Kyle came to Barnard Castle, and because he was really keen to do a show and just to try it out with the early stages of writing his Edinburgh show, and we did it in number 15 cafe in Barnard Castle. And if you know that, it's near the Market Cross. And it only holds about, I think we squeezed about 20 people in there. And I do one or two of the shows like that, almost for my own sanity, really, because if you continue doing 250-seater type shows, it's great, and they are massive compared to, big 1,000-seater theatres or arena theatres. But it's really nice to kind of mix it up, really, and do different things.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about what's coming up in the coming months.
Yes.
In the autumn. Do we call it the autumn season?
I have this dilemma all the time. It sounds better than winter. So people tend to, if you look at theatre things, they tend to call it the autumn season, when it's kind of rapidly likely to have snow outside and things like that. So, but September is the autumn, but the season that they have at the Witham, and I kind of reflect that, this is the Witham in Barnard Castle, is September through to December. So it goes into winter, but they call it autumn throughout. So
Right, we'll call it autumn. It's got a warmer feel to it.
It does, exactly. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I've gone overboard. My trouble is, and I think I've maybe said this to you before, I can't say no. So I book a show a month, and then I think I'm nicely set. I've maybe got four or five shows in a season. Then I get all these phone calls saying, "Oh, there's this tour show," and I think I can't not do that show. Show.
Yeah.
So I've ended up with 10 shows are actually going to be taking place at the Witham from September to December. And I even print. I've got a flyer in front of me. I think you have one as well. That's got 9 shows on. And then I had a phone call saying, would you like to put Omar Jalili on the 22nd of November? So I couldn't say no.
No, can't. You can't say no.
No. So the thing that we have to do, and all promoters will do, is try and have different variety of shows. So somebody who would want to come and see Robin Ince on the 23rd of September perhaps wouldn't want to come and see, you know, perhaps one of the younger comedians like Daniel Sloss, who's coming on the 28th of November, or Ed Gamble, 9th of December. So it kind of varies things, really. So, yeah, I mean, other highlights, Paul Chowdhury, 8th of September. He that's going to be in the big auditorium. There is one big auditorium at the Witham in Barnacastle, but you can put curtains in front of the stage, which reduces the audience number to about 170. When we do it on the stage, it's about 250, and that is a big show. So people like Omar Jalili and Paul Chowdhury, they will be doing it on the stage, you know, and we'll sell those shows out, I'm sure. People like Robin Ince, it will definitely sell out at the 170, but then I've got to make a decision, do I put it on the stage and get more people in? So I have to thank, you know, all the people who come to the shows. You know, wouldn't be possible without them, of course. And it's great that a lot of local people, a lot of North East people come through. There's a lot of people travel through from Bishop Auckland and beyond, Durham and, you know, Teesside, Cumbria as well come over. So,
well, we'll have to wrap it up there, yes. I think. But it's been a pleasure, as ever, to welcome you onto the programme and hear about all things comedy. And I think possibly the next time we speak on the radio be you in Edinburgh and me sitting right here.
Yes, that would be nice. I'm going there quite a bit over the summer. So, yes, I'll definitely, if I'm here, I'll come in. If not, I'll give you a ring from the streets of Edinburgh. And get a bit of Edinburgh atmosphere going.
Yeah, Peter Dixon on the streets of Edinburgh. Something to look forward to towards the end of August.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Okay, well, Peter, thank you very much, and all the very best of luck with Funny Way to Be. May it continue funny forever.
Thank you very much, Gary. Always a pleasure.